And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray back in the studio in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here with Rock God Rick Mexa, and we have a great guest for you from Channel Island Sport Fishing. Chauncey Pial from the CJ is here, and he's a great captain up there in the Channel Islands. We're going to be talking some Channel Islands fishing and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special codes to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Glad to have you back, Pete.
Yeah, thanks.
Man, glad to be here today talking to... I'm super stoked about having Chauncey in today. This is a zone that I don't know a ton about.
Me either.
Fishy as hell, and I'm pumped. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Well, welcome back from San Diego Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Rosie and the gang could carry it down there, and we'll talk more about that trip, right?
Spectacular. Yeah. We'll definitely do the full rundown. It was as it always is, man. It was spectacular.
Yeah. It's such an operation.
It's cool.
For sure. Chauncey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Great to have you. Go ahead and belly it right up to that mic there, and let's talk about Channel Island Sport Fishing and the CJ.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. And talk about my boat and, Channel Island Sport Fishing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boat, we're a charter boat. You know, we take out 12 at the most and, specialize in, we basically... Just, fish just about whatever. I like game, big game fish. I like to fish sea bass and yellows. I like the surface fish. But, there's a lot of bottom fishing out there that's
unbelievable.
It's pretty great as well. The Outer Island boats, supply probably some of the best fishing out there in the Outer Island. I fish it myself, and it's pretty great. It can get pretty great. And, with the shot of some sea bass and yellows over there as well.
And halibut fishing, too, right?
Halibut fishing this year has been, it's been pretty good again. You know, it's been probably the best this last 2 years has been in a long time since I, you know, been back around over here. It's been pretty good.
The thing that blows me away about that fishing up there is, you know, so many people in Orange County and South L.A., like, and obviously, you know, I mean, this is where I live and work, and there is spectacular fishing, but so many people come down, you know, in hopes of catching a big sea bass or going to Colonnette for good cod fishing. And if you travel the same distance up north, you guys on the regular, big sea bass, big yellows, the best cod fishing in the world. I mean, it's so good, and the same distance the other direction.
And spectacular scenery, too. Those islands, there are no more beautiful places in the world to fish than the Channel Islands.
Right, yeah, no, the scenery is great. The scenery is great, and when the fish are around, it's pretty awesome. It's, you know, the little islands is obviously a lot different. Anacapa is a lot different than Santa Cruz, but I think the biggest fish on you know, Anacapa and you know how we fish them is what makes it exciting, you know, because the local islands we kind of run and gun on them,
okay,
meter them, drop on them, and
you're chasing around.
Yeah,
schools.
We're chasing schools around. You know, there's a few of us out there, and you know, we talk to, you know, we got the Aloha out there, the Tac, and a few of the other boats. We're the earlier boats, so we're usually the main ones out there. And,
you run a full day trip on
right,
the sea bass?
Right, full day, 4 to 4.
And that's sea bass fishing you're doing that with.
Or
whatever, but I mean, that, you know, it's so many people think about sea bass as you're just anchored on a tail line, hoping that one swims through, and you guys are, like, often actively hunting those things down.
Right. We're pretty, you know, big game's a big thing for us. You know, I mean, it keeps people in you know, reserving. So I mean, and that's what I love to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you even chase bluefin too.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, like, I can't help it. I'm just a big if it's there, I'm gonna chase it. I can't help myself. You know, I may not fish very much, but running the boat is just like me fishing. So
sure.
You know, I mean, if I can put my passenger on there, and they want it, then I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah. So tell us about the boat, the operation, the landing, bait availability. I have to be honest, I really don't know a lot about Channel Island sport fishing. I have fished out of there, but it's been many, many years. But I know a lot of our listeners love to fish that area there and love to fish out of Channel Island and fish your landing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I started there over 25 years ago. And so
wow.
It's the biggest landing. Around over there, it has a majority of the boats. It has, I mean, we've got a fleet about, I would say about 10 boats, give or take. I mean, I can name them all out. But a lot of experience from a lot of captains that have been running it. You know, we got like 3 overnights, I believe, or one's not there. They're going to be coming back and forth. The Ranger's one of them, and the Islander was, the Pacific Islander. I don't know if they're going back. But then we got the day boats. We got everything to offer from 4 o'clock to overnight boats to 6, 7, 8 o'clock boats. And, you know, it's all, you know, if we fish locally or not.
Half day, three quarter day, full day, overnight,
right,
everything.
Right. We have everything to offer.
And
some boats suit somebody more than others. So,
sure.
You know, I mean, out there on the rock fishing gets pretty great. I'll say the overnight, you know, overnights are supreme for that. And obviously with a shot for some big game as well. And we like to, depending on what boat you like to go on in the season, we like to surface fish, calico bass, the yellows. A lot of times it all comes hand in hand. You got to go fish calicos to catch sea bass and yellows.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's how we usually fish them. But there's been an abundant amount of squid these last 2 years, which kind of, you know, made it a lot more exciting for us. You know, pretty extremely exciting. And we had the red crab before that, you know, and all that stuff, bring these fish in and just kind of to fish them in different styles and techniques and, you know, casting a hookup bait or a tube bait to big hammers that were red, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, the excitement changes from how we have to adjust the fish on, basically. So
that area you guys fish is so fish rich.
So much
bait, so much fish, so much, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. And what about bait? Is there a bait receiver?
Yes, yeah, we got a bait receiver. We got the Traveler. It makes bait just about, I mean, whenever we need it. I mean, they pretty much keep
And what's your typical bait?
Our typical bait right now, it comes and goes. I mean, we had sardines, I believe, for like 2 weeks. Now we had last one I left, we had some anchovy. It's you know, water temperature and weather and everything always permits them from where they could do fish and do all that. But you know, they keep us pretty stocked up.
And squid too, or do you make your own squid?
Squid, we make our own squid. Yeah. You know, when we go out, we try to snag or we try to put our lights up. If we get there in time, you know, depending on where we're going, what time we leave, it gets the opportunity.
As a sport boat that, you know, obviously fishes that area, catches your sea bass, when you guys are able to make squid, what's a realistic time that you can keep that alive on the boat? Like, how many trips can you get out of it if you scoop up a tank of squid?
Depends if it's spawned out.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's everything.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. If it's spawned out, a lot of the times you snag the squid, it's a lot better than what you can get under the water.
Okay.
It'll last longer. So that means a lot. Obviously, in the water, if it's too, you know, any if it's too warm, it'll do some damage to it.
I got you.
We try to stretch it out, but we try to pay it forward. You know, every time we go out, if we can find it, snag it, have our passengers, you know, give us a hand and pay it forward to the next group.
Yeah.
You know,
you're gonna get hooked up on the next one.
Right. Totally. And it doesn't always work like that. Because sometimes, you know, it's just
not snagging. That's squid.
We can't find it, yeah. But, you know, we've been pretty fortunate, and, you know, we've got to be very grateful for what we've had these last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's been pretty epic in my mind.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
snagging versus, okay, so everybody knows, you know, you put the lights out and the stuff comes to the lights, and then you can scoop it or crowd it or whatever. So the difference between that bait you're crowding is that bait is probably spawned out versus the bait that you're snagging is not spawned yet?
Right. It's kind of a lot of times when you can snag it, it's a little deeper.
Uh-huh.
Or it can still be shallow as well, but it's just usually that's just how it kind of ends up playing out. A lot of it, you know, you'll start snagging somewhere, and if you just snag it, a lot of times it's not spawned out.
But you'll just
some of it you will get. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
It comes in, you know, little batches, but...
But it'll last longer.
For whatever reason,
you snag it, you get a couple days out of it, you catch it in the light, you maybe get it.
Yeah, and you'll see it right away. You know, you'll see it right away. Oh, it's kind of spawned out. Half of it's missing its skin. Like,
sure.
You already know. So, well, it depends on the area and if there's a new batch of, you know, fish that come in. And so it's like you cross your fingers.
Everybody. Yeah.
We'll take what we can.
Yeah, man, when it comes to bait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody loves fishing squid. I mean, it's a fun thing to fish, and they eat it real well. But your area is so synonymous with good sea bass fishing without having it. Fin bait, great. And like you said, there's so many, like... So much cool artificial fishing for sea bass, which is pretty unique. I mean, you don't find that in a lot of areas up and down the coast with big plastics and flukes and tube baits, like you said. I mean, it's a really cool way to catch them.
Right. No, it's absolutely when these schools are biting like that, that running gun and throwing plastic artificials, it's probably... you know, fishing any type of artificial is going to be a lot more exciting than hooking it on a dropper loop. But, I mean... It's still good.
We'll take them and get them. Yeah.
Anyway, we can get them, but I mean, when we could do it, we it's definitely you know, different excitement. But you know, I mean, when you're fishing that stuff, you don't know. Sometimes I just tell everyone, like, you know, stick with the bait first.
Yeah.
Try to get one fish,
sure.
Then you know, and then work from there. You know, because the bait is usually going to be, you know, the key because we're hitting these things. You know, I mean. I don't have an up and down. I only have my up and down, so I'm just zigzagging everywhere, finding them, and I find them, and I try to turn and get on them, and sometimes I miss. But everybody that, you know, the dropper loop, if I get them right in them, and
you're going to get one.
For the most part, a lot of times, you know, we're pretty good.
Cool.
The percentages is a lot higher.
Yeah, so.
I dig that.
Yeah,
that's cool. And then, you know, we haven't even talked about your epic shallow water rock fishing you have up there. Something we don't really have down here, right?
Yeah, you know, for us, you know, I mean, it comes and goes. Like the outer islands, I would say, get it more than we do. I mean, maybe because we're just... we're a little more local. I go a little further because I'm the 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we make it to some of the grounds where it's just absolutely... Yeah, there's some dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, time sometimes is of essence. So, you know, I mean, depending on the run, where it's at.
Can you make it to Santa Rosa?
Yeah, no, I make it to Rosa. We just, you know, sometimes we got to, you know, adjust the timing and everything. But, yeah, no, we can, and we do, so. Yeah.
San Miguel is a little out of reach.
Miguel's out of reach. You have to go in overnight. And I do overnights, and I'll make it. you know, I'll go wherever it's at.
Yeah, you
personally,
know where the fish are at.
Yeah, I'll go where it's at. I mean, it might get a couple hours or it might get, you know, but, you know, I make it clear to my people that, you know, this is the amount of time we're going to get, but, you know, I mean, you know, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we hope.
That's another thing so unique about the area you fish is there are a lot of options. I mean, a lot. Different islands, different fish, different styles of fishing. I mean, there's a lot to decide to go do. And the beauty of being up there, like Pete's saying, if you even, I mean, you're clearly a big game guy. You clearly like fishing yellows and sea bass and tuna. But if it doesn't happen, the fallback fishing of a sack full of really good cods is always there.
Right. No, actually, you know, I mean, it does good great. The whitefish do. The sheephead come, you know, as well. All the shallow water can be great. It's just depending on, it can be pretty great. You know, and I have other boats come from down south. They're like, oh, this stuff is large. And we're looking at it. It's kind of large, you know. Yesterday, they were a lot bigger.
You guys are spoiled.
No, absolutely. Yeah, now, you know, so I know it's up. We are blessed to see what we see up here.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? And what's interesting, too, is Anacapa. It's not very far from the entrance of Channel Islands.
Yeah, no, it's 11 miles.
That's it.
Yeah, no,
11 miles.
Yeah, it's about 11 miles. And it's a difficult island.
Yeah,
because it's so local. But when those sea bass get on it, it's one of the best islands you could fish.
That's cool.
And the scenery right there in the arch is you know it's home to many. And it's you know it's one of the sceneries where if you pass by it, you're gonna take a picture of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I've never fished Anacapa. I'd like to.
You're gonna love it or hate it.
So obviously the closures have affected your fishing. Have you been able to work around them?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, we do our best. You know, we adjust. Does it hurt? You know, everything hurts.
Absolutely.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, we do our best to keep everybody pulling on some, you know, on some fish, and we're pretty much on it. You know, we pretty much stay on top of what we can.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes we'll go into closure and we can't get them.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we're waiting for them to come out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're right there. Yeah. You know, we kind of all try to just, you know, keep our tabs on whatever we can and give everybody the best opportunity when it is around.
And you guys all work together, all the boats there.
You know, we all help each other in one way or the other. You know, I mean, there's a lot of business for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, some boats are out there earlier, some boats are out there later. Some boats are not out there in the zones we're in.
Yes.
But, you know, I won't pass them by if I'm right there. You know, hey, I've got some fish.
Yeah, such
right
a
here.
Good, that's such a key to a good fleet, though.
Right,
like, everybody
right.
working together, just it helps everybody in the end.
Right.
When, I mean, when you look out the door here at the world headquarters, you see a lot of boats. I mean, it's nothing. Your impact there in that zone is minimal compared to what happens in Southern California.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, if anything, the skiffs, when the skiffs really start, you know, you get 100 skiffs there. I mean, I've been at that arch where I've literally seen, I mean, counting 100 skiffs.
Fiberglass everywhere.
Oh, it's crazy. Everyone anchored up. It's just like,
welcome to our world.
That's a Wednesday here.
I'm sure I'll be screaming and yelling a lot more over here.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Chauncey's a wealth of knowledge, obviously, out of is both the CJ out of Channel Islands and that whole area up there, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara coastline, beautiful area.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm gonna steal an inappropriate amount of time. I got so many questions of fishing up there. It's going to be a great show.
Rock Cod Rick, of course. Rock Cod Summer.
We're going to have a great time, like Pete said, and stoked to have Chauncey here. And, man, if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning. So much cool stuff to cover about a great zone. 213-432-1090. That's our number. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can shoot us a text. The text the show option, already popular. A bunch of great texts have already come through. If you want to text in your question to Chauncey, the only way to do it is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to get. Just research whatever type of phone you have. Let's Talk Hookup. It'll pop right up. Not only can you text the show your question, but you can also listen to archive shows. You can listen to past shows. You can re-listen to this one on the way back. We were saying, like, I think it's the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup on your drive home when you're dealing with traffic. You can fire off another episode and catch back up on something. It's a really, really cool, cool app. Anyways, text the show. Not only are you going to be eligible to answer, get your questions answered, you are eligible for a great prize. Between our callers and our texters, one lucky participant is going to get to go fishing on a full day open party trip on the CJ with Chauncey.
Wow.
So you're going to get to experience all this great fishing we're talking about. One lucky caller or texter is going to win. Basically, the way we do it is at the end of the show, we take all the callers who made it on the air, we take all the texters that got read on the air, we pull a potential winner from each of the two groups. Chauncey's going to flip a coin that designates whether the winner goes to a caller or a texter, and if you're the lucky one, you're going fishing, man.
That's it.
Yeah, pretty darn cool.
For sure. Now, speaking of the archives, this is my first day back in 3 weeks. Of course, you know, Katmai Lodge for a couple weeks,
right.
And then COVID. But I'm fine. I'm all good now. Testing negative. Ready to go to Canada next week. The Queen Charlotte Safari. So everything's all good. But the way I kept up with it, I mean, I could tune into the Mightier 1090. I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But the app, man.
Oh, man.
I just listened on the app, and the shows I missed while I was up at Katmai, I just listened on the archives.
We had some
and
fun ones.
It was you did a great job, and you and Corey were fantastic. Thanks to all the guests and you and Corey for covering it. There was some great shows.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was really,
really,
cool.
Really good. So thank you guys for covering for me. And I want to mention too, you know, sad passing, Captain Ben Griffith passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Ben was such an amazing guy, and I want to make reference to the phenomenal show and opportunity. Ben is about 80, and he called me up. He goes, "Hey, I think you should do a show with me and Don Hanson, talk about the old days." And I said, "That's a great idea, Ben," because Ben was on the show many times early in the days of Let's Talk Hookup, and was one of the forefront guys with Morningstar Charters and everything like that. And that was such a great show. And with in the memory of Ben and all the great things he did with Let's Talk Hookup, if you go to our archives, letstalkhookup.com or the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you look up January 16th of 2022. That is the day that they were on. So just scroll down, find January 16th, and go back and listen to that show with Ben and Don. Such a great guy. And I saw Don last week, and Don, such an amazing guy, and so many stories and so many legendary stories from both of those guys.
That was just a fun show, especially for a guy like me. I mean, I work down here, and I work in the sport fishing industry. Chauncey, you'd be the same. Like, it was how the generation before did it. And it was just fun stories of the old days and those guys going down with limited gear and limited, but spectacular. It was just fun. Like, it was fun hearing a couple of really fun a couple of really good buddies that have been fishing their whole lives talking story.
Yeah.
It was like 2 hours it was like a 2 hour BS session amongst those guys. Oh, you remember this guy? It was a great show.
With the two legends. So go back and listen to that archive on the letstalkhookup.com or on the Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm going to miss Ben a lot. But the first time I ever went on an overnight trip with Dad ever was with Ben on the original Morningstar before the Bright Morning Star, and just a cool guy.
An amazing guy, and did a lot for sport fishing, took so many kids fishing.
Yeah,
he was really into taking kids fishing and families fishing, and just a super guy. We're going to miss him for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear again, great show, talking so much killer info. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call on the phones at 213-432-1090, or we'll get down to that Let's Talk Hookup app. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14 214-211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, man, phones are literally so packed full. Got every single phone line full. Huge pile of text. Chauncey's a very popular guest. So this is going to be fun.
Just heard Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher on the air there during the break, and he'll be our guest tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., and be talking about this phenomenal fishing that the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet's having right now. Chauncey, you got to see that some of that this morning. This was a big day down at the landings, and the world headquarters overlooks all that here at Let's Talk Hookup. And Royal Polaris was the first one to fill the bins for Fisherman's Processing. And then the Royal Starbacks in the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, and then the American Angler was loading up. I mean, it was a pretty good morning over there, Charles.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about going back to Oxnard, grabbing my rods and coming back. Yeah. I mean, I got the off tomorrow, so.
There you go.
It was a great view.
Yeah. kind of a good morning to come down to San Diego. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. Well, we're grateful for you're here. The phones are absolutely packed. The texts are packed, too. They want to talk to you, so let's jump in.
You got it, bro. Let's start it off with Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Captain Chauncey. Man, I love Channel Island sport fishing and the harbor. There's even a sea bass grow out, you know, pens there. And Captain Chauncey, those boats are beautiful boats. Are they sister ships, the Island Tack, the Cobra, and the CJ? Because they look similar, kind of, and they're smaller than the giant, you know, big boats.
Right. Yeah, we are sister ships. The CJ and Island Tack are. We are not with the Cobra, but, yeah, they were built, I believe, side by side in 1958. And so when you see them, they're very, very similar.
That's cool. Fiberglass hulls.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to tell you. I can tell you that. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still learning the boat.
Sure.
You know, it's been my third year, so I'm learning it more and more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but they are great boats.
That's awesome.
They're put together to last. Sister ships. So if you do see us, you'll know that the only time, only way you can distinguish the difference is our colors.
Okay.
That's cool. That's awesome. All right. Hey, great text here. Please give us your name and your phone number.
My bad. I just told the guy that.
Yeah. So, but this is a good question. It's like, hey guys, I have a great show. Haven't had a chance to fish the Channel Islands. What would be setups and tackle that you would take on a typical trip out of the CJ?
Oh, the CJ, I would say bring like a 40-pound setup. When I fish game fish, I put everyone on 40-pound.
Okay.
You know, big fish.
Big fish close to structure.
Right, right, yeah. And the sea bass, they don't take you to structure, but if you happen to catch a yellow or something, hook a yellow, you want to have something that'll give you a shot.
Uh-huh. You have big yellows up there.
Oh, yeah, the home guards up there, they'll hurt me. I mean, not very much, right, but, you definitely want a big setup, and I would also bring like a 20-pound setup to fit the surface. Another rod in between to throw like an iron 30-pound, long stick. And like, it depends what boat you're going. So definitely on my boat, yeah, I would say those three setups will get you everywhere you need to get to.
What's the best way to keep up on it? Like you say, that's the general rig, but if you're doing more bass fishing, you want to have a bass rod, or if it's all sea bass fishing, you want to have a big fish rod. Like, what's the best way to keep up with, just call the landing? You guys got like social media where you kind of give a guy a heads up? Like, what's the best way to make sure you're tuned up for what you're doing at the time?
Well, social media is probably the best bet. I kind of stay on top of it for the most part. The trips right now are just, it's all freelance. I go for, obviously, if there's big fish, I go for the big fish first, and then I improvise to try to put fish in the bags if that's not biting. But there's sometimes where just basically get at me.
Sure. And what's your handle on social media?
My handle is CJ Sport Fishing.
CJ Sport Fishing, yes. Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, Facebook. My Instagram is not updated. So
okay, but Facebook.
Facebook, CJ.
Right. CJ, S-E-A-J-A-Y.
Yes.
CJ Sport Fishing.
Right. Yeah, you can't miss it. You'll get the all the updated, pictures that we,
And you'll keep people updated on what's biting.
Right. If they ask me, a lot of times I'm pretty good to respond. Like,
cool.
Well, I'm going to fish on your boat tomorrow. An open party, what do I need,
Perfect. So Jeff G. also texted the same question in the text, and we're going to put him in the running because the other guy that texted didn't give us the info.
Yeah, Mike said, oh, my bad, and just said his name.
Oh, he just said him. So we'll put him in, too.
Okay,
All right, we're both getting in. All right, very good.
Well, let's jump back into the phones, and this time we're going to talk to Alex. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Alex? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. Hey, I've never been sea bass fishing, but I've always wondered, is there a preference between the dropper loop and then that sliding sinker rig, I guess, when you're using squid?
Yeah, so depending on the type of fish, if we're on the anchor, that's when you're going to want to fish a slider, not when we're running gunning. You'll have no time when this stuff, when it's finicky, it's moving so fast that your slider will never make it down. But when we're fishing these fish on the kelp edges, or we're trying to get them to the boat, chunking and doing all that great stuff, lead head and sliders are where you're going to, where I asked the more experienced anglers to help out and fish that way, and keep some on the dropper loops. Dropper loops, we fish our dropper loops pretty high, 3 to 5 foot up from the weight.
Oh yeah,
and I fish high. Them. That's how I fish them.
Okay,
and I fish them 6 to 8 inches, not big dropper loops. That's how I do it because since how I run and gun, I noticed that a lot of it gets tangled up.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
So for me and my how I fish it, I'm pretty adamant and pretty stern about. Keep it like this.
Yes, relatively short loop and 5 feet from the loop to the sinker.
Right, right. Yeah, 3 to 5. Sometimes we adjust. We notice it's lower, but most of the times, that's exactly how we keep it.
Cool. So, okay. That's good.
And then you get less tangle.
Right. Yeah. Right. Less tangle. Those big loops, when you're pushing, you're moving still 6 miles. Sliding on that stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff doesn't handle well. I don't think. And I've seen it. Where everybody I have rigged up. Are fine, and the ones that don't listen are kind of just, sitting in their tangled mess. Sorry.
Listen to your captain and crew.
Yeah, I'm telling you something for a reason.
Yeah. Big J hook, big circle hook. What do you like?
Big J hooks, 7-aught to 10-aught.
Whoa!
I fish them big.
Yeah.
Better.
Really?
They drive deeper, and I fish very light drags on sea bass. So, because the harder you pull, the more they shake their head, and that's when the prime opportunity comes to lose them.
Okay.
So I'm fishing them light. You have to have drag, but not yellowtail drags.
Okay.
Light drags, and now when you're in the kelp, it's different. When in the kelp, you're fishing sliders. I gotta adjust drag. Fish them a little tighter. You're gonna have to pull a little more. Don't jerk. Like I said, sea bass and yellows completely different.
Sure.
Totally. Sea bass is not gonna. They'll just shake their head, and that's when you lose them. Yellows are just going to dive down on you.
And when you're running and gunning on those things, you're just over hard bottom, in the mud? Like, you're in an area where
wherever we find them.
But you're in an area where they're likely not going to go dust you into something. So
right,
you can...
Right.
fish a light drag, let him shake his head a little bit, let him run a bunch of line off, and he's winding back in, throw him on the boat.
Exactly. Yeah, the big ones take 3-4 runs.
Yeah.
The smaller ones, and you know, we hook up a multiple fish.
Sure.
They're all coming in at the same time. Literally, you're putting a stick in, running around the boat. Like,
but again, you're on the boat to help a guy with drag, help a guy with the dropper loop, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And we'll set by the time if I touch a rod. You know, the moment I rig it up, like, leave it.
Don't add drag. You know exactly what to do.
In panic.
Yeah.
I know you got finish if you're panicking.
Yeah. I used to have teachers say, breathe through your nose.
Breathe through your ears.
Well, speaking of good fishing, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. We're going to head down and talk to the cast man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours got our Baja and Mainland catch report. What's up, Cass?
Hey, not too much, boys. Good show.
Morning, welcome back, man. Thank you very much.
Cool. Hey, listen, you know, they're having that East Cape Bisbee this weekend, and I guess today's the last day of fishing. But I understand one of the commercial fishermen there from La Playita took a first day, I think, 350-pound black marlin. So he won some pretty good bucks on that one. But anyway,
Evan Salve? Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, that boy's going to have some bucks in his pocket.
Yeah, anyway, again. The guy's hot.
Up in Loretto, the Loretto action is still going. Lots and lots of Dorado still. You know, Pete, I don't know if you picked up the last couple of weeks, but
I think we had some huge Dorado pictures sent to me from Palmas de Cortez. Oh, my gosh. Cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing the amount of Dorado that are. It's kind of like the old days in Loretto. Like, I think we talked about it last week. You know, Loretto used to be the Dorado capital of the world, and, you know, they're just banging. I think they're back because, I mean, it's just so many Dorado. Not many yellowtail right now, not much Cabrillo, but it's definitely Dorado there in Loretto. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, a lot of marlin. Out in the about the 1150 spot there, a lot of stripers, a few blues and blacks mixed in, but mostly stripers. And they're saying if you have never caught a marlin, you want one. Now's the time to go. There's a lot of striped marlin out there. Up inside the Sea of Cortez, around the Iman and San Luis and Vino Roma area there, they're using sardinas and chunked squid for the tuna there. Most of the tuna, you know, 15 to 25, an occasional 50, 60, 80 pounder being taken out of there, and also some big Dorado, big bulls being taken. So it's pretty good action going on there. And but that's a report for this week. I'm headed to Billings, Montana. Going to arrive there on Thursday, and I'm going to be fishing trout there on the Bighorn with my son-in-law, and of course,
nice. Our cool good, trip.
Yeah, good friend Bernie Bernard and. His buddy Joe, and so we've got 3 days of fishing there, and it should be fabulous. So I'll try to give you guys a report from up there in Montana on next Saturday. But anyway, as far as the Wahoo Rumble, Pete, the Wahoo Rumble, I think we've got four rooms and four boats left on that trip. So
nice.
If anybody wants to join us on that fabulous trip down Loretto for those yellowtail. You can give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday if I got some.
Cass, before you go, I had a customer come by the shop the other day getting plastics, wanting to do the El Salto trip with you and Corey, and was asking if I knew if there was still spots, and I told him I thought there was, but really he's got to call Cass. Is there still an opportunity to go to El Salto with you guys next year?
Yeah, we've got, I think I got four spots left on that trip there. So, yeah, they can give me a call. And, of course, you know, we've got those low airfares out of CBX to Culiacan, so that really makes it an affordable package for a fabulous bass trip.
That's cool. And CBX is getting big, man. They added a big thing to CBX when they came through. I hadn't been since they did the big add-on, man. It's getting big. And this was it's always fast, as you know. That's the beauty of CBX, getting through customs when you come back through. This was the fastest ever.
Really?
Like, our entire group, because there's so many more agents now when you come through customs. Like, they were all just
standing around waiting for
you. Yeah, there was, like, you know, there was 12 of us, and there was like 12 agents all looking for you. Like, I finally got somebody to bring through. It was great. Really, really smooth.
All right. Great. Hey, Cass, have a great time in Montana. Catch a big one, and we'll look forward to your report next week.
All right, Pete. Take care.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. And I have a great text here from Jim in Oceanside, and he says, I fish the Channel Islands frequently, but have yet to be lucky enough to bring home a halibut. What can I do to increase my chances?
You would have to go on a boat that's targeting them.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, they started biting again, you know, kind of a little bit. You know, I would say... we just had a couple of days that were pretty great. So, I mean, Yeah, it's kind of towards the end of it already, though.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
Albus is more of an earlier season.
Yeah,
for you guys.
we got bit on it earlier, and we just had a couple good counts. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you it was great again, but I mean, I had some pretty fair bites that were, you know, I'd go fish it again myself.
How does the rig change from sea bass fishing to halibut fishing, if at all?
Well, you know. You can fish them on upper lips the same,
okay.
Same way. We caught them on both. I said half the boat up and half to see what
okay.
fit better. And both
dropper loop and
Dropper loop and a reverse dropper loop
and a reverse.
Okay. Yeah, and a reverse. Okay. And they both been successful.
Okay,
they were both successful last time.
And almost the same distance between the two. Still loop around 3 to 5 feet.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's
sinker above, sometimes sinker below.
Yeah, that's okay. How I did it. I mean, and if we have to adjust, you see that one's getting bit more than the other. You know, you have to make it bigger. That's
changeable.
That's one. I don't mind you making the loop bigger.
Yeah.
Because you know you're drifting, you're slow drifting. You're slow drifting. So
yeah.
You know you're slow drifting. You know it's fine. It doesn't really tangle up much, but
bait of choice.
Yeah.
If you had anything, you got a tank of squid. You got a tank of sardine. You got a tank of chill. What are you putting down?
Well, I'll say the squid.
Okay.
You know, and it's biting both, but. I mean, it's still the candy. I mean, you can't deny how much fish like it, but if you're not getting bit, you have to improvise.
Yeah.
It may be the sardine or the anchovy.
Gotcha.
So that's all it is.
Now, on the CJ, do you have fresh dead available if you can't get the live?
I try.
Yeah.
I try my best, you know. I mean, we make it our own, so I try to, you know, if it's the last dead, bag it, you know, try to keep some or just try to, you know, go make some.
Yeah.
You know, we try our best, but, you know, sometimes I went out there with 10 pieces of squid, you know, but people will fish harder with 10 pieces than they will with 100.
Right.
It's like absolutely like your odds
are
so weird. 10 pieces, like we're going to get them. 100 pieces, like, oh, man. I don't know, man.
One last question. Sea bass, you like to gaff a big hook into them. You were saying you like a 7-0 to 10-0. Does that change with halibut?
You know,
not necessarily.
Fishing squid, keep it big.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, those fish got big mouths as well.
Yeah.
You know, just like in any fish, if you can get a bigger hook to drive deeper with a big barb, your odds are greater, you know. And if the hook size doesn't matter, bigger is always better.
Bigger.
I learned that old school, so, I mean, you know, I mean, fish hard, pull hard, don't let them turn their head kind of stuff.
Big hooks and heavy line for fish.
Yeah.
For sure.
When it's biting like that, you know, but. We adjust, definitely.
That's good dope. I appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more of your questions. We're going to check in with Billy Egan from Western Outdoor News. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Helfrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and fit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. You can call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the SX, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Upper Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Hey, having a great time here this morning. Great fishing going on. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or keep sending those texts on that Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Yeah, it's been busy, and we're going to get to as many as we can here with Captain Chauncey Prial here from CJ out of Channel Island Sport Fishing. Really some great, great stuff. Chauncey, it's really a pleasure to have you here. And in the meantime, let's go to Western Outdoor News. Our good buddy Bill Egan's on the line. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy Saturday.
Hey, yeah, happy too, Saturday man. To you. And so what's going on? Now, today you're supposed to be busy running a tournament right now.
You should have a clipboard in your hand and worried about running back and forth.
Yeah, we, you know, the wind is howling out there and predicted to be pretty stinky this afternoon, right, when everybody was going to be in the, you know, the spot trying to catch a big tuna for our California tuna jackpot that was supposed to happen this weekend. But with the projected winds and, you know, the possibility of some nasty weather out there, we wanted to make sure, you know, our events are about having fun first and foremost. And when I started making phone calls to the guys who'd already signed up to get their thoughts, not one of them hesitated once about rescheduling the event. They didn't want to get out there and get in that soup and put their expensive boats at harm. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that the conditions were as best as possible. The fishing's great right now. And it just made sense. So we rescheduled the California Tuna Jackpot for September 10th and 11th. And because the fishing's so good, we actually added a Dorado option to the event this year. So you can go out there for tuna, yellowtail, and Dorado now and turn that catch into cash, which is what we're all about at our events, and we're looking forward to it. It would have been nice to run it, but we'd like better conditions for it. I even heard that going south wasn't even going to be fun this weekend, so it was the right decision to be made.
I've got Windy open right now. Exactly in the zone that big fish is at. This afternoon is forecasted to blow sustained 27, gusts to 32.
Yeah, so they made the right call. And I'm sure you saw it too, Chauncey, man. It's like it's just a weekend to blow this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good weather overall here this summer, and it just happened. So rescheduled for the Western Outdoor News. San Diego Offshore is when?
The rescheduled date is September 10th and 11th.
Good day.
A weekend out of the San Diego Marlin Club as well. Same conditions for the event as before. Like I said, we added the Dorado option to add some fun in there. We've got great sponsors. There's every angler's going to get a spool of Berkeley, get some product from Costa, some Gamagatsu hooks. And lots of prizes given away. The San Diego Marlin Club is going to do a luncheon for the awards show on Sunday. And the cool thing about this event is whether you're a small boat or a big boat, this event fits right up your alley. So you can choose to take the shotgun launch Saturday morning, the 10th, and fish all day Saturday and come in and weigh in Saturday afternoon or evening from 7 to 9 if you wish and don't want to stay out all night for the night bite or the gray bite in the morning, or you can choose to stay out all night and come in Sunday morning. Either way, and it just about fits everybody, whether you want to go south from the Yellowtail of Dorado now, and or go for the tuna grounds for the big ones that everybody's been hunting before this weather moved in on us.
Yeah. So how does one sign up for this Western Outdoor News tournament?
All the information about our tournaments are on wonews.com, our website. If you click on the tournament button at the top, it'll show you everything about the California Tuna Jackpot, our U.S. Open coming up. We've got the Cabo Tuna Jackpot first week in November.
Yeah.
A lot of your listeners probably have heard a lot about that event, but probably don't know how easy it is and how really inexpensive it is to come on down and be a part of that event.
Yeah.
And $1,000 entry. And for $3,500, you know, charter the boat, you could come down, have a great time, fish hard, party harder. And we currently still have our Big Fish Challenge going on for a little bit. And our 40th anniversary U.S. Open is at Lake Mojave in October. Our Trout Fest is the first weekend of October up at Big Bear Lake. So lots of stuff
going
on.
Man, you're a busy guy there, Bill. WONews.com. Get all the information on all the tournaments. Bill, keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to hearing about the tournament rescheduled for September 10th and 11th, the San Diego Offshore Tournament. Congratulations on making a right call there, I think, for everybody. And appreciate the call this morning very much.
Thanks, guys. They had a John Fuqua for me down there. All right, guys.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, phones are packed.
No doubt. Let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Matt. He's calling us from Thousand Oaks this morning. What's up, Matt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Good morning, Matt.
Question for Sean. You got I'm going to put a scenario there. You got Yellowtail at Anacapa or Santa Cruz up on top. What's your surface iron choice, and what is your yo-yo iron choice?
Surface iron, I would say like a mint green. The mint's like mint. Mint has been key as green and yellows. For whatever reason, the blue and white doesn't get bit as well. It just, you know, will it get bit? Yeah. But, you know, a lot of it does, you know, go back to how good that jig swims. So it can have any paint on it. That jig swims really well. It makes a difference. It's priceless, right? So stick to the better swimming jigs. Throw the old ones out.
Yeah.
Throw the ones that don't swim out.
The ones that don't swim out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sell them at swap meet.
Yeah, exactly. Get your money back.
Hey, thanks for joining us from Thousand Oaks. That's right in your backyard there, Channel Island Sport Fishing.
I got to ask, what about the yo-yo jig? You mentioned both.
Yeah.
That just carries so much. Is it heavy? Is it full size? Is it juniors? Like, what's the...
You know what? That varies. Everything varies on the bait size, what they're eating. And it's all an adjustment. I couldn't tell you one color, but it usually is around the same colors.
Yeah, sure.
As a surface, if you can get them.
All right.
So, cool.
All right.
Well, hey, let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick and Pete and Captain Chauncey. I hear about everything from your neck of the, good morning. I hear everything from your neck of the woods except for like maybe salmon and tuna. And one of the gear things I was wondering about is, do you use much rubber jigs in your neck of the woods?
Yes. Plastic, artificial, swim baits, big hammers, you know, tube baits. I fish the hookup baits, and I fish the KJ, the mega baits. They all work. If you know how to fish artificial, I mean, it's artificial friendly, and I recommend it. I mean, I love to fish it.
And up there, again, unique that it's not just bass, it's not just calico bass fishing you guys catch on rubber lures. I mean, you catch everything. You catch your sea bass on them, catch yellows on them, catch halibut on them.
Right, absolutely. That's what I throw. That's what I like to throw.
Only because the question of rigs have come up by so many people. What about that? Like, what's the rig of choice if you're going to, you know, fish an artificial, whether it be for game fish you were talking about?
For game fish, I mean, I would stick to the bait cat. You know, like the Lexus, 400s. It depends on the size of the fish as well. But for sea bass, the 300s are perfect.
Okay.
Long rod, you know, you want a rod, you can whip that, you know, get it out further. The further, the better. Stick to, you know, I mean, I put top shots that are foot long. Some people laugh at me.
Straight braid and a little piece of floral.
Yeah, just a little piece of floral, and sometimes you don't need it.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, have a little top shot. I mean, I would recommend it not. If it's biting without it, fish it.
Okay.
You know, straight.
But a perfect rig, Trank 300, 8-foot rod, 65-pound braid, 50-pound braid. What do you like for your braid size?
I always fish the 60. Okay. No, 15, the 50.
50-pound?
50, and then try to get a 9-foot, 9 to 10.
Even longer, okay.
I think the long rod's key. Uh-huh. It's key, you know, and the whip, if you have the, you know, your whip and that stuff, like, you know, the short rods kind of, they're a little different, you know.
Sure.
Some will suit the style.
And a sea bass is a big head shaking SOB, too.
Right.
So that
good tip.
Longer rod absorbs that head shake real good. It helps keep the hook in them.
And that's how they shake their hook?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, right?
And if you're fishing a lure that's got a lead head on it, they got a lot more weight to leverage that. You know, you can get just a hook into them. It's not as easy for them to shake it out. Right. But if you got something with a heavy lead head, they're shaking around.
Right. And then, you know, obviously if you're fishing more you know, backing, more, you know, you're going to have lighter drag.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, that's straight, you're just direct on it. It'll shake its head a lot more. And, I mean, that's why when some of us hook them, you know, like, you see them start shaking like that. And, you know, back it down.
That's a common thing you keep bringing up. It seems like people probably fish heavier drags than they should a lot of times in your neck of the woods.
Many of times.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll come back and I'll start yelling at them. You know what I mean? Because for the good reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what are you doing? You know, like, come on.
I'm guilty of that, too, man. Yeah. I like fishing a heavy drag.
Me
it's
too.
Like, it's like tempting,
me.
Right?
How it is. It's
very tempting.
It's like, I got to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good info, man.
Yeah.
I dig it. Makes me want to go so bad.
And don't swing. Yeah. Don't swing.
Don't swing. Just wind them
on dropper loops, you don't swing.
Okay.
Just
even on a J hook.
Even a J hook, you just don't swing. All they're doing is inhaling it. They're flinging their gills up. They suck it in. People think they're getting bit. I mean, and when they swing, I mean, I'm telling you, I've seen people swinging and missing them. I've been a victim myself.
Sure.
You know, I made myself a victim of that, and I'm telling everybody not to, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
I tell you, don't swing.
It's swing
tight.
Far.
You get tight. Yeah.
You get your bike.
It's natural. It's instinct.
Just wind it on.
Yeah, just keep it tight. Keep it tight, and when that fish runs, that hook sets itself.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. God, it makes me want to go.
Yeah.
So bad. This question kind of was answered by Rich's, but a little more specific. So, good morning, boys. Captain Chauncey, just wondering, what is your single most favorite artificial bait when targeting strictly white sea bass?
Oh. I like the two baits.
Okay.
I like the two baits,
How big? Because, I mean, those things are, you know, trout the eyes to big giant ones.
Depends if you're fishing squid.
Okay.
The squid I fish, I was fishing an ounce and a half. I was fishing KJ's ounce and a half, the mega baits. The other ones were like 5/8. And when we were fishing the hookups were the 5/8.
Okay.
So, I mean, it depends. Depends, though.
Any particular color, or does it matter?
I was getting bit on like the whites or on squid, and some of that had kind of like a blue glitter, like kind of similar to a squid.
Okay.
And then in the kelp, it's different. It could be natural bait colors, from sardine color to anchovy color to whatever they're keyed on. It could be red bait, like, you know, when we're on the red crab. So
sure,
you know, so it all varies.
Right on. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Hope Dane that answered your text for you. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch report. We're gonna find out what's buying up and down the beach, and it sounds like this is going to be a really good one. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing leather drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.